Let's do it to the mixtape game. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, hello.
Is Tina? Oh, Tina's also playing today.
Yes, I am here.
Okay, hi, Tina. Tina, so what about your conspiracy theory? Are you excited to share your conspiracy theory about the Egyptian pyramids?
I am always excited to teach people about the truth, Dave.
Okay, you're a nut. All right. Let's get started. Fally B leading the mixtape game today.
All right. Let's kick it off with category one. You're cutting jalapenos for dinner when pepper juice squirts into your eye. What song plays as your eyes begin to burn and you are praying you don't go blind? David, please kick us off.
I'm going to go ahead and take this one. It actually says exactly what I would see, what I would say if this happened. Now, it's from the 80s and you might not know it, but lyrically, you have to appreciate this song from the Thompson Twins called Doctor, Doctor, Can't You See I'm Burning, Burning? Literally perfect lyric. You can drop out now, Tina, if you just want to.
I'm good, thank you.
No? Okay. All right. So a little 80s classic, Doctor, Doctor.
All right, Dave.
Thompson Twins, Can't You See I'm Burning?
Doctor, Doctor, great entry. Curious to see if you use one of the keywords for my next three categories in your songs as well. But this one does, it does say a lot. Jenny?
Okay, I didn't choose a song that necessarily uses the lyrics to show what I'm feeling. It's more of like the anger in the song of like, oh my God, I just got hit in the eye with this juice. And I've had that happen before, and it's an awful feeling. So this would play.
That's a good one.
It's
good. It's funny. It's a good one. It has nothing to do with burning. Did you have any literal lyrics in there about burning?
I didn't have any literal lyrics, no. I had more of a
feeling.
Can't
you see I'm burning, burning?
David. What? Mine's more about feeling.
David, you got to pull it back. You got to pull it back.
I'm going to tell you, if anybody chose Usher Burn, I'm going to shake them.
God, I almost did.
You chose the song with burning it, David.
Did
but
you
I did
almost
think that.
I did almost choose burning.
I did think that, though. I thought if someone chooses Usher, I'm like, I'm no chance. No chance.
Because I thought of it, too, and I thought, it's
sorry,
too cliche.
Tina.
It's too easy. Tina, did you choose Usher?
I didn't choose Usher. But I did choose a song that's sort of similar to that.
Okay.
Listen. If I'm trying to keep from going under. Lose my sight.
You, baby. All right. Wow.
Tina, you're out. Okay, I'm going to eliminate Tina for you.
Great your song was because it talked about burning. Yeah,
guys,
by burning up.
You guys,
I call the doctor.
Hey, stop it. I am very impressed with all of your entries this week. Like, you've all, like, I'm excited for this round, this game, because you are all delivering. But I will say, the one that really caught me off guard that I really liked was Jenny's song. Get to the point. David.
What?
I don't know why they're going with Jenny.
Oh, so you're going with stupid now. Is that the new standard on the show, stupid?
Yeah, it always has been. That's how I got this job.
Dave, let me have my point.
Take your 1 point, Jenny. Enjoy it. Savor it.
Okay. I'm ahead.
Roll
I'm in
it
the
around
lead.
On your Ooh. Tongue because that's the last one you're going to get.
Wait, what?
Roll that win around
one
on your tongue.
Point.
Savor
one
it.
All right.
Round two.
You just arrived a real-life haunted house, and you're standing outside the evil mansion with a flaming arrow. What song plays as you draw your bow and release the arrow and start the chateau ablaze? Jenny.
I think that there's one artist out there that really expresses just deep emotions and anger.
Oh.
And when you're setting this chateau ablaze, obviously you're setting this bad boy on fire.
Murder, set fire. Wow. Passionate. I didn't expect for this.
Because it's an evil fire. Mansion and it was screaming out your name.
Yeah, you found fire in a song.
No.
Dumb.
No.
I think
it is
of,
stupid, right, Fally?
I think of more than just the lyrics, Dave. Huh? I think of more than just the lyrics when
Set
I choose my
rain,
choices.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Get past Tina so I can get to mine.
Okay. Tina, go ahead, please.
All right. If anyone knows anything about me, you know that my biggest, my one true fear in life is big, old, scary mansions. Why? I don't know. And when I am truly terrified in life, mm-hmm. I laugh uncontrollably. I don't know why. But so I had to go with something to break up the mood a little bit because I would be peeing my pants. So I picked this song.
Can I tell you what a weak sauce choice that is?
Hey, it's talking about burning things down.
Yeah. It's such a weak sauce choice that the first song that came to my mind, and I immediately rejected it because it was too easy.
Burn that mother
burn,
down.
Baby, oh, God. Burn that mother down.
All right, Dave.
Basic. What?
You just arrived a real-life haunted house. You're standing outside the evil mansion with a flaming arrow. What song plays as you draw your bow and release the arrow and start the chateau ablaze?
This is a hellish, demon-infested haunted house. Yeah. This is not just a regular house that looks kind of spooky.
Yeah.
These are hellish demons.
Yeah.
From the hallows of hell, Fallon.
Yeah.
So I had to play this one.
All right.
I think you'll agree that this is the perfect definitive song.
I'll be honest. When I imagine this scenario, I imagine something a bit more badass like this. So I am going to give it to Dave. I'm very sorry to let you guys know.
Well,
clearly, anyone that picks AC/DC today is going to win.
God,
for
apparently.
Me. I didn't mean for it to happen.
The average age of the winning songs is 40 years old.
I'm sorry. I just imagine something a little bit more badass. I do respect Tina.
Like
I do like Tina's.
I'm sorry. I picked something that related to me. My bad.
Oh, Tina, we don't want to hear that. Okay.
You haven't been alone in your own house for 9 months. Your kids or your partner, they're always there. They're always needing something. They leave for 1 hour, and you are so happy. What song do you keep on repeat the entire hour, Tina?
So, I mean, obviously, we all know I don't have a partner or children. I live with a roommate. She's lovely. But if she left, that'd be fun, too.
Yes.
So I'm going to listen to something that is fun, I can maybe dance around to and have a good time to, but also say bye-bye. So I picked this song.
I forgot that you existed.
Ooh, good song.
And I thought that it would kill me, but it didn't.
Hmm. Who is this?
Taylor Swift.
And it was so nice.
It was so nice. I do like the song.
Good choice, Tina.
It was peaceful and quiet. Very Brie, cold-blooded.
I know, it's tough.
It isn't love, it isn't hate, it's just indifference.
That's true.
You know what, Tina, good, strong choice on that
very
one. See,
strong.
I can recognize when somebody makes a strong choice. I don't think it's going to beat me, and it might not be Jenny, but I think it's a strong choice, Tina.
All right, Dave, let's see what you got.
I'm just happy. Why?
This song has been selected so many times, you're out, officially.
But it's the...
No. You're like a bad wedding DJ.
But I just
turn
really,
that off, Jenny. Yeah. Well, I wanted.
But I didn't even have it. Sell it.
Okay. So I'm sticking with the theme of going back in time to songs in like the 80s.
Yeah. Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And as much as I do like Tina's song, this scenario, you want to be like celebrating, so you need more of like a dancing around the house and
like
excitement.
This, like this, right?
Turn it off. We have a rule on like 5 songs that no one's allowed to ever pick again. That is now one of
them.
Okay,
can we make a list then? So when I submitted it to Jenny didn't say you can't submit it anymore.
What are the ones we have on there? We definitely have
Ludacris. Move.
We also have the DJ Khaled one, never allowed to use again.
We should never use Crash Test Dummies.
Dave's never allowed to use Gloria Estefan again.
Because I won that week.
Okay, sorry.
Jenny's song. Read the scenario again.
Yes, of course. You haven't been alone in your own house for 9 months. Your kids or your partner, they're always there. They're always needing something. They leave for 1 hour, and you're so happy. What song do you keep on repeat the entire hour?
Okay, like I said, it's just like a song that you need to be able to dance around and be happy to, so I chose this one.
But I would not personally want to hear that on repeat for an entire hour. I think it would grow old, so I am going to give this round to Tina.
Yeah,
I think Tina got it. Fair enough.
Thank you. This is a great song. Favorite song off Lover. Thank you.
Really?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Really Thought You'd Go, Cruel Summer. Moving on. Second.
Okay, so is it tied three ways now?
It is.
Woo! Okay. I'm ready.
Here we go.
This one is so personality-based because it is very short category. It's a trend on TikTok now to show what your MySpace song was. If you remember MySpace, there was a song when people would go to your profile and that song would start playing. And it's such a specific choice. So I'm excited to see what each of you have so I can judge your personalities. David, please kick us off.
I did not have a MySpace.
What?
I did not. So I didn't. I think I had one, but I don't remember if I had a song on there. And if I did have a song, I truly don't remember where it was.
Who was in your top eight?
Tom. I don't know.
God, you were a person with Tom in your top eight?
I don't know. MySpace was so long ago, and I was never really into it.
Wow.
So if I could go back in time to
How'd you meet babes online, then?
AOL Instant Messenger.
Oh, okay.
Come on, okay, ASL.
Yeah, gotcha. Jeez.
So if I were to go back in time and have it, I would have my theme song, which is, of course, this one. An anthem not just for women but for men who don't care whether it's a woman's song or not. This is my anthem, Miss Independent, and that is my song on my MySpace.
Okay, Dave is gonna be hard to beat, you guys.
Well, from here on out, I would like us to stop calling Dave Daddy Bear, and now we are calling him Miss Independent.
I like that.
Okay, so Fallon, I was the girl who would scrunch my hair with all the Garnier Fructis gel, you know, like the little ramen noodle hair, and then I'd straighten the crap out of my side bangs. So just imagine like your emo picture of me kind of like looking down a little bit, and that's my selfie picture on my MySpace. And so to fit what my look was, I also chose a very emo song, and there's not much better than My Chemical Romance.
I mean, I got no comment. I didn't know Jenny back then.
No.
I think you were probably, you know, going through a phase where you're trying out different Jennies to see which Jenny persona you wanted to be.
I
like the one that you settled on. I'm glad you're not still that girl. But, you know, whatever you do, you.
The picture was the perfect description because if you went back and looked at my profile photos, everyone is exactly the same with an ungodly amount of black eyeliner. And you bet your ass I saw My Chemical Romance in concert many times. Hashtag Warped Tour.
Yes.
All right. Tina.
I only had MySpace in 7th and 8th grade, so just those strong years of middle school where, you know, you are just angsty as H, you know what I'm saying? You're like 12, and you got a lot of things going on for you, so I feel Jenny's emo vibe, but I was like not a regular emo. I wanted to be like a different, like, who is she? Who is this song? So I wanted to find a song that, like, not everyone had heard before, so when they came to my page, they were like, my God, Tina is so interesting. She's so cultured. And this is my song. So
good night. You got a hard choice. Now, I would not be upset with any of the choices that you made, and mine included, but I would say Tina bared her soul admitting that you were purposely making everybody think, whoa, look at Tina.
Yeah.
She is an enigma wrapped in a riddle inside of a puzzle. Who is
Tina,
she?
Tina, what is that?
She's still that
what
way.
Is the song?
It's called Good Night by the Hot Hot Heat.
Yes. Okay.
The Hot Hot what?
Hot Hot Heat.
You won't be surprised to hear that we played that track on AM 820, the college radio station.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Who are you going with? You got this one? That's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny's. And Tina. So
okay, this is might be controversial, but it just felt the most MySpace, so I am gonna go with Jenny on this one. From the description of the photo to the most basic My Chemical Romance, it just is the most MySpace.
Is this the age where you're trying really hard to be different, and while trying to do that, you end up being just like every other 12-year-old?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. All of my friends, we all had the bangs, we all had the same hair, yeah. We all had the extra eyeliner that nobody looked good in looking back at.
Nope.
And do you have any pictures of you from that age?
I can definitely find some. Honestly, I remember the first selfie I ever took on like a disposable camera in my room, mm-hmm. and that was probably what my MySpace, I think I like scanned it onto my computer and then made it my MySpace profile. Oh, yeah. But I definitely have pictures from those days.
I was super into Photoshop then, so I would Photoshop myself with unicorns and stuff.
Are you serious?
Like edgy. I never looked at the camera. Like, you don't look at the camera. The side
you
thing is
there. Not there.
You
yeah.
like look into the side. Yeah. It was lit.
So, Tina, Jenny, congratulations.
Oh,
thank
you. Me, I win. Thank you.
You are the winner.
You were close, Tina.
Getting some feedback here, Jenny, on your choices at KDWB1. Uh-huh. That's our short code. It says, yes, Jenny loved this song. Another one says, Fallon, Jenny wins. Emo hair is so fantastic, and the song is fantastic. Winner. So congratulations, Jenny, on the win. Yeah.